Todd Furman is in Vegas. Caesars Entertainment helps set the point spreads out there. Hey, Todd, what's going on, man?
I'm just fascinated by the SEC way of life, guys. Every time I read a story, it never ceases to amaze me.
What kind of SEC fan base do you guys get, if any, in the actual casino? Do you ever see
we actually get a pretty vocal fan base. I'd say more so during football season than we do during college basketball. We had a pretty prominent KU alumni event in our sports book, more or less an impromptu gathering. So there were quite a few Rock Chalk Jayhawk chants going on throughout the late minutes in their win over North Carolina in the Elite Eight.
All right, 9.5, last I saw, Kentucky over Louisville, and highest point spread, I think, since 1998 in a Final Four game?
Yep, highest point spread since 1998 when Michigan State took on Duke. And you're talking about a Kentucky team who I know we documented going back a couple months about being a prohibitive favorite. They're now listed at minus $2, meaning you have to put up $2 to win $1 coming back. Jeez. On them to cut down the nets down there in the Superdome. Number opened at 8.5, was bet up to 9. We're actually back to 8.5 at this point. The public seems to want to back Louisville on the strength of the Rick Pitino revenge angle.
Are you seeing any kind of sharp money at all in any of these games? Like, there's kind of giving you pause. I mean, obviously, I think Ohio State opened 2.5 over Kansas. Any kind of action there at all?
No sharp money so far on the Ohio State-Kansas game, but a lot of the professionals and the wise guys I've spoken to, they will be back in Kentucky. They're probably going to wait as long as possible. Hope that that number may come down to 8 before they jump in. Their power numbers actually make the Wildcats closer to an 11.5, even a 12-point favorite in this game. I just don't see where Louisville gets enough offense, especially in a game where the total was set at 138.5. It's been bet down to 136.5, but they're going to be hard-pressed to get enough buckets.
You seeing any kind of blowback on the Peyton Manning, season odds out in Denver? Any kind of response? Anything you're seeing in the NFL as this free agency stuff continues to work itself out?
I'm amazed that people still want to come in and continue to bet the Denver Broncos at our current price of 8-1. That puts them about fourth or fifth in the NFL behind real juggernauts. When you talk about the Packers, the Patriots, the 49ers, I don't think Denver is truly an elite team, even with Manning. Especially when you talk about him having to work off some of the rust. I think the bigger issues that we'll have to adjust for will be when we set our season win totals and divisional odds. The team that I would keep my eye on in the AFC West, Kansas City, I think they're the most talented group, and you'll get a much more favorable price with all this Denver love.
Todd Furman with us from Vegas, Caesars Entertainment, at Todd Furman on Twitter.
Well, speaking of Peyton Manning, since he now had they were forced to the Broncos to trade Tim Tebow, did the Jets' eye change any? Since the quarterback kind of dominates, and he is a winner.
We didn't do anything with the Jets' odds, Blaine, based on their acquisition of Tim Tebow. We have toyed with an interesting prop idea, the over-under on how many touchdowns Tim Tebow will score this year. My numbers probably have it a little bit lower than what the public expects. I think 4.5 to 5 would be a fair number, assuming he gets plenty of goal line touches in their short yardage package.
Speaking of prop bets, what about like Aaron Kraft? You know, he's so great on defense. Do you have anything like for him, you know, getting turnovers on defense or to, you know, how many blocks Dean gets or for Louisville? Anything like that going on?
Well, we did look at an Aaron Kraft steals and assist prop, which you figure he's probably good for about 1 to 1.5 steals in a game like this, especially given how he was able to lock down Tyshawn Taylor in their first meeting, holding him to 3-for-9 shooting and just becoming a real pest. Probably good for about 4.5 to 5 assists. So you look at a prop if you were going to talk about two of his key metrics, you know, somewhere in that 5.5 to 6 vicinity. The prop I want to set that we unfortunately can't is how many minutes Jared Solinger can stay on the floor before picking up his second foul.
Yeah, well, as long as he has those three for the second half, that's probably pretty cool, which happened this last week. Curveball for you. WrestleMania's coming up. Who is favored between CM Punk and Chris Jericho?
We actually saw some odds from the Australian offshores. I believe they had Chris Jericho listed at minus 250 in the main event there. Unfortunately, because the WWE already knows who's going to win these events, we can't book them out here in Vegas.
Whoa.
Come on. They don't know who's going to win.
This is a real sport.
No way.
Todd, come on. What are you trying to do?
I don't want to break up the party down there for WWE fans in that neck of the woods, but my sources tell me that there may be a way to get an edge in these particular events.
At Todd Furman on Twitter. Todd, what about Kentucky in the title game, potential title game against Ohio State or Kansas? What would the lines be in those games?
A lot of what you're going to see in the title game will depend on how these teams look on Saturday. Power number-wise, Kentucky projects out to about a 5.5-point favorite against Ohio State, and probably closer to 6.5 or 7 against Kansas. You know, we do have some Louisville projections. I don't see the Cardinal getting through, but I think Louisville against Ohio State, you're talking about OSU -3 to 3.5, and probably close to a pick'em if they were to meet Kansas in that title game.
So if Kentucky blows out Louisville, I mean, we could be looking at one of the bigger spreads that we've seen in recent times in a title game.
Yeah, we can definitely see a steep number. I mean, I know we saw one when North Carolina was the dominant team and beat Michigan State up there in Pontiac for the national championship then. This Kentucky team playing on another level. I mean, we obviously had the chance to see them live, in, you know, when they came to Memorial, and they opened my eyes, and I've never seen a team that's as unselfish with the basketball and defends as tenaciously as they've done. I mean, if Anthony Davis stays out of foul trouble, I don't think any of these three teams remaining can beat them.
All right, it's and you always have the odds for everything, so I'm assuming you have this too. It is now spring football season in the South. I'm wondering what it's looking like for the odds to win the national title in the SEC. I remember going into the season, you guys had Tennessee at 12th, I think, in a 14-team SEC. Is anybody moving right now, or is it still too early, or are you seeing anything in terms of responses and what the odds are of winning the title? Like, who are the top five right now in college football?
We actually haven't seen a whole lot of movement and probably won't until people start to tune in to college football, especially spring practice, but through the summer months when a lot more of this stuff shakes out. The team that's probably garnered the most recognition, and a lot of that is attributed to our proximity to Southern California, USC is now the favorite. They're listed at 7-2 to win the national title. Right behind them are Alabama and LSU at 5-1 and 11-2 respectively, and that's really where you start to see a drop-off into the next tier team that'll include the likes of Oregon, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and even Florida State a little bit behind them.
Where is Tennessee right now?
Tennessee is at 150-1. We opened them at 100-1, have not taken a whole lot of volunteer action. As far as Vanderbilt, we opened at 150-1. They are now up to 500-1. I probably can't buy a bet on the Commodores. So when you guys have James Franklin on later, you'll have to get the real national. So
are those, oh, yeah, I'm sure he'll love that topic.
Are those the two, I guess, do you even have odds? Kentucky football is going to be awful and Ole Miss will be awful. Do you have odds on those guys?
No, we don't have odds on some of the teams at the bottom of the SEC ladder. If you wanted to bet them, you can get them as part of the field. The field right now is 75-1, and that'll include a lot of the smaller conference teams and the BCS teams that are probably going to be down the bottom of their own ladders.
Good stuff. Why has Tennessee dropped from 100-1 to 150-1?
The goal for us is just to try and attract action on some of these teams. So as we start to see a lot more money come in on the prohibitive favorites, we'll drop some of the teams with longer odds down a little bit. The team that did attract some attention and a bit of a long shot in the SEC was Missouri. We opened them at 90-1. They're down to 60-1 right now, even with the shoulder surgery that looks to be staring Franklin in the eye.
That's great stuff. Interesting.
Good stuff, Todd. Thank you, man.